talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised Mexico's new administration for working with the United States to reduce the flow of migrants through Mexico to the United States. The Secretary of State was on Fox News.
The incoming administration's been great. They've now been in power for less than 2 weeks. But our conversations about how it is we control traffic flow into Mexico along their southern border from Guatemala, from Honduras.
What we saw was a joke. They let rocks dissuade them from stopping caravans.
We have to control that border that is ours, and they have to control that border that is theirs. And we're happy to support them. We're happy to try and do the things we can do to help them. But this is a real national security issue for the United States of America, so it shouldn't surprise you that the State Department is involved in trying to make sure that we do what the president has said, which is to have control over our southern border.
President Trump has threatened to partially shut down the government over border and border security and border funding, to which Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas says,
well, the president has identified the $5 billion figure as the dollar amount he needs to defend the southern border, and my opinion is he needs to get the money that he has requested. I know this is going to be a difficult fight, but I think the president would be correct in vetoing any bill that we send him that does not provide him the dollar figure he needs for us to provide defense for the southern border.
Burgess was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.